Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Adam Small, and right now I'm talking with Emma Doss Johnson. She's the community housing manager for Providence Square Apartments. Emma, thanks for talking.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you guys are planning an event at the apartment called Saving Summer. Can you tell me what's going to happen at that event?
Yeah, so we wanted to throw an event for the community and for our awesome residents, just because we know it's been a rough year, as everyone knows. So we are doing a vendor event to just highlight local artisans, some farms, stuff like that, just so they can kind of sell their goods, support local businesses, and have an event where the community can kind of come together.
Okay, awesome. And then what kind of activities and things are going to be available there?
So we will have a few local food trucks that will be setting up shop in our parking lot, as well as an inflatable jousting ring. And it's going to be a free event. And then we have about 15 to 20 vendors. Some of them are our own residents. And then some of them are just people from the area who are selling things like soaps, jams, art prints, stuff like that. So I think it'll just be a nice event for families and students to come out to.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And would it be fair to say that, like, the people that are invited to, you know, be a vendor at the event, is it fair to say, like, you know, this is a chance for them to kind of help get on their feet financially after all the stuff that's happening with COVID-19?
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to provide an opportunity for, like, small businesses to be able to showcase their talents and to hopefully help them out financially as well. Correct.
Okay, sweet. That's super cool. Do you know which food trucks are going to be there and other vendors that people might be familiar with?
Yeah, so we'll have Kaylani's food truck coming out to do, like, their specialty drinks and Dole Whips. And then we'll also have Snow Fari, who they're at the Rexburg Farmers Market every Friday as well. And then we're trying to get another food truck to come out. So we're talking with some of them right now.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And then is there any, like, admission fee to the event? And is there going to be, like, any, like, refreshments available or anything like that?
No, so we wanted to make it a free event. So it's free to the community, and we actually made it free for the vendors as well in order to help them out a little bit more.
Oh, that's super cool. So hopefully a lot of people will turn out. When did the idea for the event first come up? Because I'm assuming this is something you guys are doing for the first time, right?
Yeah, and we want to do this as an annual event every summer, but we were kind of thinking a month, 2 months ago, as management, just what we can do for our residents to kind of help them, because we know a lot of them have been affected by COVID. And so we thought at first it was kind of a yard sale for tenants to kind of sell whatever they want and we can just host it. And then it kind of evolved into more of a community effort to really help support the local economy.
Are you planning on potentially doing this again, like, in the future? Like, and how frequent would it be?
Yeah, we'd love to do it as an annual summer event, just to kind of always host it so local small businesses have a place to go and sell their goods.
Okay, awesome. And then obviously, like you kind of hinted at, you know, this event was kind of spurred to kind of give everyone a break from everything happening this year, especially with COVID-19. And obviously there could be a lot of people here. Are there any precautions that you guys are having in place to help prevent the spread of coronavirus, or are you going to be asking anyone to, say, like, bring a face mask or something like that?
Yeah, so obviously face masks will be encouraged, and then we do have we have plenty of disinfectant and sanitizer to make sure we keep everything clean. And the area that we'll be hosting the event is large, so that the booths won't be congested, if that makes sense. So there will be a good amount of space between the vendors and everything like that to keep people as safe as possible.
Okay, great. Awesome. I always just like to ask that because I know during these times that's a concern on so many people's minds. And it's good that you have those things set up and it's in a large space. It definitely makes it helpful and whatnot. So I guess through all this, what do you hope that people will say, feel, or think of as they leave the event after having gone to it? Do you hope that maybe they have, like, some sort of relief for what's going on? Do you hope that they'll maybe just be able to get their mind off of things? Like, what would you hope that people feel the most when after they leave the event?
Yeah, I think, I mean, really just a sense of community. I think we want people to feel like, you know, we're all here together. We're all kind of dealing with the same type of thing. And then obviously a distraction would be great. I think for most people, like a mental break to kind of recharge, think about the good things that are happening and the good stuff in the community, and hopefully relax a little bit as far as like being a little bit less stressed and just kind of have fun for a little bit within, you know, the parameters of being safe.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it'll, you know, I just think of all the stuff that we're going through right now, even just on my end in my life, and just anything helps. So I'm sure you're going to be able to help a lot of people through that. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you too was just with Providence Square, I've been really intrigued about with a lot of different businesses during COVID-19, because this entire pandemic has just been an unbelievable testament to human creativity when it comes to being able to keep people's businesses alive. Like, you've seen businesses learn to do curbside pickup. You've seen other businesses have to work like 80 hours a week to help other people out. You've seen some businesses had to shut down altogether. With Providence Square, how has everything been business-wise for the apartment complex?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been pretty fortunate. I think as an apartment complex and as a company, we are just more concerned with our tenants than I think we are for like our bottom line. And that's been rough for sure, but luckily we have a great owner who we waived late fees. We tried to work with people on payment plans and anything to provide some sort of relief so that our tenants feel comfortable where they're at, so they don't feel stressed like they have to kind of leave, or you know what I mean. And so as far as Providence, leasing's been hard, but I think it's been really important to us to make sure our tenants are happy and taken care of before we really worry about our leasing numbers.
Yeah, and it's nice to hear that attitude, because I know there have been a lot of people, I don't know necessarily in the Rexburg area, but just in general, I know there are a lot of people struggling financially, and you know, some people have probably lost their apartments somewhere around, you know, the U.S. And it's nice to know that, you know, your tenants know that mindset about you. How are you guys at capacity? Or are you at like, what's the range of capacity for you guys right now?
So we are actually still currently in construction. So we have new buildings popping up every couple of months. So we're not at capacity right now because we still have some buildings that are just opening up. But we're getting there. So I would say right now we're about 80-90% capacity. So we're doing pretty good, but leasing has definitely been a challenge for sure.
Yeah, I get you. I've seen it all over the place. When do you think the construction is going to be completed on roughly?
So our last building actually opens up the end of August, so just in time for any fall semester students that are coming up. And then our last bit of amenities, which is this big, huge dog park, will be done around the same time. So Providence should be all completed by September 1st.
All right, sweet. Awesome. Emma, I guess the last thing I wanted to ask you was there anything else you wanted to clarify about the event that maybe we haven't talked about, or anything else you'd want to share with anyone listening?
I just think if there's anyone out there too, we have room to grow. So if anybody has something like a skill or a talent they want to share and are interested in being a vendor, I would just encourage them to reach out to us so we can make space for them.
All right, perfect. Sounds great. Well, Emma, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with everything with the event and everything happening at Providence.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it. Have a great day.